There's time for a few questions, and after the questions, we'll dive in.
One great point you got. First, you said that Soloveitchik, before he came to Europe, had learned Torah, philosophy, Kabbalah, Novas Torah, and philosophy. Did he learn Kabbalah?
He certainly wasn't one to flaunt what he knew when it was necessary, so he tipped his hand a little bit. If one looks just at the sources that he quotes in his written works, then it's quite evident that a major part of Isha Halacha contrasts the approach which a Baal Halacha has to the approach the Mekubalim had. He had total mastery over Kabbalah. He didn't. In general, he didn't flaunt what he knew. My brother commented once how there were certain sugis the Rav used to skip. He used to skip Kutchim sugis when they came up. So people thought he didn't know. And then when you would approach him about it, and sort of off the record, out of the public eye, so then, he was like a Mayan HaMizgah. So he didn't flaunt, but of course he knew. I don't know how qualified I am to answer the question. I think Rav Moshe writes in one of his tshuvas that the only thing he ever studied in his life was Torah. Rav Moshe was, I think, then actually defending positions he took, which people thought were too lenient, that he wasn't being firm enough. And Rav Moshe said, "I'm not." Moshe says, "I've never learned anything in my life other than Torah. I'm not aware that Rav Moshe." Learned Chochmas HaOlam. My impression from that tshuva is that he didn't at all. That he learned only Torah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is well known. Had great ideas in Chochmas HaOlam. You see it in written works in MS Liakov. In terms of the other issues, I don't know.
Why would it be, according to the Rebbe, the principle of a woman's desire to get married would not change in modern times, but that teaching women is ticklish would change in modern times?
Yeah, the question was why the Rebbe thought that our practice with regard to women learning Torah would be different today than what the Gemara in Sota says, but as far as the Chazaka, which the Gemara in Kiddushin and other places has about the instinct, the need that a woman has to get married, why that doesn't change. So again, as we were quoting earlier, the Chazaka, the Rav said, his understanding was rooted again in the curse which HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed upon Chava. So that was not going to change. In terms of women learning Torah, so it was always the case that the ban was never indiscriminate. Women were always taught the halachas they needed to know. Women were always had to, whatever was necessary to fortify emunah was always taught to women. The difference was this, that in different circumstances, so there was not so much need for that to be done formally and in the way that it's done nowadays. The Rav said that given the challenge to people's emunah, and given the fact that we get less, that we imbibe less, and our emunah is more rooted through our learning, so then the exception, which the caveat, which Chazal always had, which was whatever women, some of the Achronim explained, that the reason the Mechaber says that Noshem Mevorchos Bekas HaTorah, that they can say a Birkas HaTorah in the morning, is because they have to learn what's relevant to them. So the Rav said that what's relevant to them, that has changed. Not that the halacha changed, but the application of the halacha has changed. That what's relevant to them has changed.